Yerda Shabbat. My favorite Shabbat song from Israel. A little bit of irony for you so that you know something about early Israel. Yerda Shabbat is by David Zehavi, and Rabinov. It comes from a kibbutz, really. It's the quintessential Israeli kibbutz Shabbat song. Now, you should understand the irony of that, because the kibbutz movement is socialist. And in my kibbutz, where I lived in Kibbutz Sarid, when Stalin died, they wore black armbands. That's how off to the left my kibbutz was, okay? Armbands when Stalin... We learned, okay? You learn stuff like that because, you know, Mother Russia. So... To have a Shabbat song that's sung in a kibbutz in and of itself is already very funny. But today in Israel, Yerda Shabbat is classic Shabbat song. So you have people with kippot singing a song that was written by thoroughly secular Jews who would never walk into a synagogue, who were writing this for a kibbutz. And the words are really this very interesting thing. The word Jew is not mentioned in the words. Yerda HaShabbat El Bikat Genusar, the Shabbat descended into the valley of Genusar, which is on Yam Kineret, the Sea of Galilee, right? V'nichoach Atik V'shuleha, and an ancient scent, an odor in her garments. That, somebody knows a little bit of Kabbalah here, because otherwise they would not have written words like that. Nichoach Atik V'shuleha, ancient, because the name of one of the names of God is Atika Kadisha or Atika Yumin, the old one. The old name, okay? The holy old one. And then, and the mountains stand around her like bridesmaids, to carry her golden, the golden hem of her gown. You have this wonderful wedding imagery, but that's what Shabbat is. Kabbalat Shabbat is a wedding ceremony, right? Ta'alena yonim mikineret hayam. Doves shall ascend, rise up from the sea of Kineret. Kabel et rucha halohevet. To receive her inflamed soul. Her inflamed, passionate soul. Okay? This is unbelievable. Hirtita Shabbat bechina haganuz. Shabbat quivered with her secret, hidden grace. Bechina ganuz, ve'enei chalonot mikol ever, and the eyes of windows from all sides. Vatetzena banot el ha'erev zamer, and young maidens come out to sing to the evening. Okay? Zmirot be'erga metzalzelet. Zmirot, which is really for Shabbat songs, with a ringing yearning. Erga metzalzelet. Nobody writes Hebrew like this anymore. This is gorgeous Hebrew. Zmirot be'erga metzalzelet. Ve'haita ha'edna bevik'at genusar. And the gentleness, the passion, the kindness, the gentle kindness in the valley of Genusar was nishmat ivriyut ne'etzelet. It became like an uplifted Hebrew soul. Not Yehudit, Ivriyut. The Nishmat Ivriyut Ne'etzelet. So he's avoiding at all costs mentioning anything to do with religion, except this is all about Shabbat, the bride, the gown, the flame, the dove, and the maidens. Exactly. It's beautiful, and it's a secular song, but it's totally religious. It's completely religious, but it's secular, because we couldn't be religious.
Yadeda Shabbat El Bikat Genusar Ve'enicho Achatik Veshuleha Vayamdu Misa Aviv Ararim Shoshvinim Laset Adarta Azohevet Talen Ayonim Mikineret Hayam Kahabel Etrucha Alohevet Talen Ayonim Mikineret Hayam Kahabel Etrucha Alohevet Ta Shabbat Vechina Hagadus Ve'enei Chalonot Mikol Erer Vatetzen Abanot El Ha'erev Zamer Zmirot Verda Metzat Zevet Ve'ayta Bedikat kenusar, benishmat ibriut metzedet. Ve'ayta ha'edna, bedikat kenusar, benishmat ibriut metzedet. Yareda ha'shabbat, bedikat kenusar.
That's the whole song. That's it. Oh, so harmonically, there's a lot of really, really lovely stuff happening here. It's nothing invented, in the sense I really tried to hear the vizavi. I'm using chords the vizavi never used in his life. But the idea of it, the feeling... Zavi was all about feeling. It was all about emotion. And very romantic music. Beautiful, beautiful, sweet music. At his best, very, very, some of the sweetest Israeli songs that David Zavi wrote. And really, but when you look at it, not simple. It's you know, there's things there that are really impressive, actually, the way he does. But very Germanic. You can hear where this came from. Okay, this has stuff in it that is just so European, and it's early Israel. It's Israel just finding out what it means to be Israeli. The words are so Israeli. They really, really are beautiful Israel. I beg of you, listen to old Israeli music, because I'll tell you what's happening now. I've already done about 14 or 16 of these in different degrees of difficulty or whatever. And I keep doing them, and I keep teaching them to my choir, because Israelis are forgetting these songs as we speak. As a country that 62 years old is forgetting, it's 63 years old, sorry, as we speak. 63 years old, and it's forgetting its heritage. That's a little bit too early. And a people who don't remember their heritage, it's a catastrophe. People do not last if they don't remember where they come from. So, we in Holland, we have one problem. America has another problem. Israel has maybe the biggest problem. Because they have the foolishness to think that they don't need to remember anything. Okay? And it's a foolish thing. Okay? We are paying, my generation paid the price of never being allowed to speak Yiddish. So nobody ever heard anything, because you don't want to be like shtetl Jews. We're not from there. Who wants to hear Yiddish? You don't know anything. Throw everything out the window. And it takes crazy people like my teacher Shimon Cohen, who never lost those songs and always taught them to me, so that I can still sing Yam Tari 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 Tari. Sing Itzik Mangir, because it's still stuck in my head from my childhood. And can you imagine if that would have been lost? If songs like that would have been lost. In Berlin, I'm going to be singing Unter Beiner Wachsen Großen Heililulilu Und die Beise Winden Großen Schlopfe Sonnen Juh Und die Beise Winden Großen Schlopfe Sonnen Juh Sitz mein Kind bei dem Fenster. Gorgeous stuff, beautiful stuff. What happens when we forget that? We forget who we are. We lose our souls. So please look at them. Please listen to them. If you can't play them yourselves, have somebody who can play them for you. Play them for you and listen to the harmonies and pay attention to them, because if I could do these things, then somebody else can do something else with it. I just heard somebody do my Elohai Netzor. They just sent me a CD. That beautiful arrangement. So interesting. I would never have done it. Never. And I wrote it in harmony, and it wouldn't have occurred to me to do it that way. And it's such a blessing to have somebody come and go, oh, look at the song this way. And you have to keep doing that to this music. Keep turning it over. Don't do it the same way all the time, or else it dies. So you have to renew it. You have to blow new life into it all the time. Yeah? And be exposed to the new. Don't forget the old. Be exposed to the new. Keep challenging yourself. Keep stretching yourself. Keep learning something new. I'm sorry I didn't bring it with me. I did 3 arrangements for Debbie Friedman music. Again, stuff that she never would have done because she didn't even know those chords. I'm saying that with a clean heart because Debbie was a very close friend of mine. But sophisticated chords she didn't know. Okay? So these are 3 of her songs with very sophisticated chords and harmonies. Didn't change the song. It feels exactly the same, but not. Something about it, suddenly you go, oh, wow, beautiful music. Yeah, it was beautiful music. It just was all the time done very simply the same way over and over again. When you hear it differently, you suddenly go, oh, I didn't realize it was that pretty. Keep doing that. Keep doing that and keep challenging. Whatever level you are, wherever you are, you read music, you don't read music, you have ears, you can hear, pay attention, look, talk to people who can read music. Give them a piece of music, say, play that for me. Let me hear what that sounds like. And sing it with them. Have them play it out for you on a piano.